Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, we're gonna have good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please, come on. A little bass, please.
Oh,
your mind. He put money in my pocket.
Again this Monday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Mayor Hawkins. We wish Mayor Hawkins a happy birthday. Birthday coming up. But I want to say this. The best thing happened today when Biden signed that bill, the bill on bridges. The bridge, I think the most important thing happened, $1.2 trillion. Well, I think that's the best thing happened, that to give that out, that we were able to fix the bridges down in Mississippi and Arkansas, in Chicago, the infrastructure, and the trains that have been running off the track, because they have not been took care of in 50 years, and lead pipes. What happened over in Flint, Michigan, people died of cancer because of lead pipes. And what happened over in Dixmoor, Illinois, with they need new piping. This whole country needs to be repiped. So that $1.2 trillion is really not enough. That's just a start to fix the bridges. You know, we had a bridge to fall in Chicago. We had a bridge to fall in Minnesota and killing a lot of folks. The bridge just fell like a pancake. Out in Florida, we had a bridge to fall to kill students. So this $2 trillion is just a start. The Republicans and Democrats must come together in order to deal with the economic that's going on in this country. Gas right now is $5 a gallon for premium, and is $4.68 for regular. So people that's working is not getting enough money. And it's very important to understand Thanksgiving coming up, you're getting ready for Christmas, the holidays, where the money coming from. Biden had that $1.2 trillion for infrastructure. That means the storms, the floods, the blizzards that we have, that would be some money in FEMA. FEMA just now taking care of the flood in Houston, the flood down in Lake Charles, and the fire in California have been took care yet. So we're in the midst of a changing climate. We're in the midst of storm flood. They just had a big flood up in New York and New Jersey. A lot of people got killed. We got to build an infrastructure of America. That's a must. Don't forget, this is the Seed of Abraham, Dr. Martin Luther King movement tonight. I want to talk about the $1.2 trillion that was passed tonight. And it should have been passed 4 years ago under Obama. It should have been passed under Bush. This country is in bad shape when you're talking about catching a plane. When you talk about get on the bus wheels might come off. Get on the train, the tracks might sink in, and it happens. So it's very important now for us to look at this $1.2 trillion to open up the door, more jobs, more construction jobs, more work going to happen out of this. But we got to take advantage of this and be able to get more help. And I want to go to Biden will be in Detroit on Tuesday. Thursday, Friday, he'll be in Detroit. This is from Detroit.
Remembering Detroit, Reverend Charles A. Smith Jr., put your hands together.
Oh, Reverend Charles.
Thank you.
money to build the road, the highway, and also that money is to build a railroad, and it's good to build the pipes going into your house. So that $1.2 trillion is a start, but America been neglected so bad, it's going to take that much more. We're talking about building the expressway. We're talking about building the pipes that you need to run in your house. And we're talking about, this is things that they're talking about long overdue. So what's happening, we're running into a whole lot of stuff that needs to be fixed. Okay, we need the internet by the church. We go to school, that's number one. Number two, we need the railroad fixed. We need the bridges, because you run on bridges, you might panicate. We need the buses, tires fixed. The trains, we need to be fixed. So, and then right back, we have floods, tornadoes, and storms. The people down south have been flooded out. People in Mississippi, Pearl, people down in Baton Rouge and New Orleans have been flooded out. People in Houston have been flooded out. So we got to have a disaster type of program in order to deal with this global warming and this, you know, storms that are coming back to back. So it's important for us to be involved. It's important for us to know that this is going on. I'm praying for you tonight, and I'm praying for those families that had shootouts. I heard that about, we were talking about the they got stolen, but they didn't get any money. But they shot the lady, the guard, they shot her four times, and they shot the man. Security is supreme. It's very important. It could have been you or anybody going to that ATM machine to get some money out. You'd have got killed. And the people that did the shooting didn't get a dime. I want to tell you tonight, all is well. Praying for the family down in Houston. They lost a little young boy. They lost him. So a lot's going on. And a lot of stuff's going to be coming out. When Biden will be Wednesday in Detroit talking about electric cars. We got to talk about gas. We got to talk about bread and food. The price is going to stoke with $100. You might come out with three items. So something got to happen with the economics. They got to let some stuff go. You know, and this is the kind of stuff that's going on in this country. Down in Georgia where they don't want even come in the thing, they don't even want blacks to come into the courtroom. That's racist. When you're talking about race, you're dealing with racism, white supremacy at a high level. You're doing that.
Remembering Detroit, Reverend Charles A. Smith Jr., put your hands together.
Hey, Reverend Charles.
Oh,
it's alright. Cause if you let it run, you wanna drive the wind. Come on. No. Please don't let him drive your car. Come on. If you drive your car, he'll take you too far. Don't let him die. Come on. Come on, clap your
about $1.2 trillion being expended in the communities across this country. If you need a job, get a job. If you need to start, it's money being made for bus drivers. It's money being made for those that want to drive trucks, those who want to go in destruction, $1 trillion, starting off. The Republican Democrats signed a bill tonight. I thought that was the best thing happened, where kids can have the internet, where you won't get on the train and the wheel run off. Or you up in the hell and it's so rotten that the tire. So it's a lot going on. But you have to stay focused. And I want to say, Jack, you said, don't let the devil run.
Cause if you let it run, you wanna drive the wind. Come on. No. Please don't let him drive your car. Come on. Oh, don't let him drive your car. Clap it. Don't do it. sleep in your bed.
Thank you.
Trying to be a $1.2 trillion for the railroad, for the buses, for the train, for the infrastructure that was signed today. And I just feel that he got to do more because gas is $4 a gallon in some places. So when you go to the store, you're not going to spend that much of money because everything that went up but the wages. But I want to say tonight, we come to take that. All the devil has sold body, mind, soul, and spirit tonight. And I just want to shed it with whatever you're doing. I'm praying for you, Sister Francis. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa. Pearl Williams, I'm praying for you. I'm going to see you listening. Give me a call tonight. Mary Hawkins, I'm going to see you listening. Give me a call tonight. I got something to tell you. Now, call me tonight, not tomorrow, tonight. Don't say, call. A bishop said, call him. I'm asking you to call me tonight, right after this show. I need to talk about 3-4 people. Lisa, call me right after the show. I know if you're listening or not, you know how to call after the show. When you call, I got 2 things to tell you. And it could be a blessing for you. But I won't tell you tonight. All that the devil stole from me and you, I want to take it back by the power of the anointing of the ancestors. I say, of the Holy Ghost. I want to take it back. Yes, I want to take it back. I've been praying for Sister Ruby. I've been praying for her. I want to thank Mother Moon for on the radio Saturday, and Mother Lightning was her first time on the radio. She did a good job. Dr. Christian, I'm looking for her to come over. I'm looking for Mother Teacher to come over, and we're going to talk about that. We're getting ready for our annual harvest, but the weather been so bad, we've been putting it off. We're going to do that. I want you to get ready. Sister Kim, God bless you. I want to get you. Sister Lisa, God bless you. And somebody called me from down south. Sister Annette, God bless you, Annette, and your family. I see where you had called me. You need to call the radio station. That's 515-605-9890. That's 59. That's 605-9890. That's the radio station you can call. And maybe you need to talk to me. Give me a call. Let's take back all the devil took your money, your life. But I want to pray right now. Father God, we come right now. We ask you to bless those that lost their way. Father God, we come tonight to ask you to heal and deliver. We want to take back everything the devil stole, our mind, our money. And those that are lost loved ones, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. On this Monday night, we're talking about the people down in Georgia where they're going to the, and they don't want people to come to the, because it's time to recover. They got a jury trial. They got one black and the rest of them white. You know that's unfair. And up here in Wisconsin, where the boy killed 3 people, they want to say that's legal. That's not legal. Let's take that.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We gon' take everything that just the devil stole.
Oh!
family. We want it back through the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praying for you, Mother Frances, down in New Orleans. I'm praying for you right here in Chicago. Sister Mary Scott, I'm praying for you here in Chicago. I haven't heard from you. Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. Dr. Gibson, I'm praying for you. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal tonight. And I want to tell you, Albertina Walker, her spirit is in the studio tonight. Lord, keep me day by day. So much going on. Mary Hawkins, happy birthday to you. I'm going to keep saying happy birthday to you because this is your birthday month. I think Chelsea's birthday is this month and a few more others. But I want to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you need. And I'm praying for your overflow and your blessing. Albertina Walker, when I got another deal and not made by hand, I want you to get ready tonight. But what I want to say tonight before we get started, I'm praying for you. Now, $1.2 trillion Biden signed the bill. What do that mean? That means water in your house, them leaded pipes, and that means that the trains that you ride, the bus that you ride, and all them bridges that we go over. I went down to Louisiana and the bridge was shaking. I was down in Mississippi, the bridge, I thought the bridge was going to fall in. Some of these stuff would be fixed. That $1.2 trillion is not enough money, but it's enough for you to get started to landscape your house. to fix the water pipes and stuff like that. So it's important for you tonight to start thinking on how you're going to access some of that money. Don't let all that money go to one people. You need to start your business. I was telling Brother Joe, start his business. I was telling some other people, get your business started. There's landscaping. There's cleaning to do. If you don't get on the bandwagon, somebody else will come from another country and take your money. And this money is $1.2 trillion to start it all. What is going to fix? It's going to fix the railroad. It's going to fix the internet. And really need it because for 40 years or more, ain't nobody did nothing. I was up in Minnesota, and the bridge is just shaking. I was down in Mississippi, but they had to block the bridge. You couldn't even go on the bridge. And some of the highways, back them back roads, you go down, and you know if you live in Louisiana, you live in Mississippi, in Arkansas, in Alabama, you know how them roads is. They haven't been 10 for 10 or 40 years. So I applaud the Republicans and Democrats that got on board to get this $1.2 trillion. That ain't no money. We're talking about wages right now. Black folks and white folks. When you go to the gas pump, it's $5. Regular is $4-something. In some places in California, it's $6 and $7 for gas. And what you think about food, we're getting ready to go into the winter. The food, you go to the store with $100, you might come back with 2-3 items. So we need money. If the corporations are making money, we have to make money. And I think that's the most important thing for us to begin to look how we're going to make our money and things going to happen to work for us. And I'm talking about the people. And I want to say it to you that God will open up a door for you. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call. Happy birthday to those that birthday. And I'm praying for the family. Lost a young man. He died. You know, I was telling people that it's a demonic spirit, and now you're picking up that demonic spirit. Some of you are hard-headed, you don't listen to something happening. But I'm telling you, it's a demonic spirit. And you got to know how to deal with it in order to throw it off. It's a demonic spirit, and it's some warlocks and witches that are running it. And you might say, well, I need, now sometimes you need to back away and let them people go it on because they going to come to a bad end, okay? And that's what's going to happen. I'm praying for you and you tonight. God bless you. Every door closed, we open up. Those that lost loved ones, there's no problem on earth for everything out of here. I'm praying for the two guys that got shot at Bart Robbery. Praying for those families. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Sometimes you have to leave the devil alone. You can't let him ride in your car, in your mind. Making a move, I'm going to give you a prophecy tonight. I want to tell you 59:98, Psalm 57:44, read that. 53:50, Psalm 40. 30:30, Psalms 18. 67:07, Psalm 49, and Psalm 9, and Psalm 52. I just want to give you those messages. That's when I get props out. And you got to read the Bible to see what it says. And it's going to be dealing with something that's going to happen for you or to you. Hello. So you have to get ready for God to bless you. But I want to say to you, God bless God. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he's gonna steal.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get through. Oh,
Thank you.